Play Cape Talk.
Join the conversation the smart way.
This is Cape Talk.
So obviously, coming to the International Boat Show is our first pick of things to do in Cape Town this coming weekend. Let's take a look at some other ideas now. And we start with the chance to get outdoors and enjoy some beautiful scenery while keeping an eagle eye out for our feathered friends. It's the annual Festive Birdathon at False Bay Nature Reserve. You can expect all kinds of bird-related activities and other outdoor fun. And to tell us more, on the line with me is Vicky Johnson, who is Events Manager for the Cape Town Environmental Education Trust, CTEET. Or should that be C-Tweet in this case? Vicky, great to have you on the show. It's all happening at the False Bay Nature Reserve tomorrow. Tell us what the event includes.
So the event is just a fun way for everybody to experience the nature reserve. So to bring people of all ages together, to introduce them to the area and its incredible natural resources. So we'll have like a 4 kilometer, 5 kilometer, or 6 kilometer fun walk. And then a festival component afterwards, where we'll have performances by the Steenberg High School Wind Band, a live bird display by Eagle Encounters, and a reptile show from the Cape Reptile Club, and then also an exciting canine and horse unit display from the Cape Town Metropolitan Police Department.
Okay, I believe a lot of NGOs participating with other environmental displays as well, like Shark Spotters and Sandcob and BirdLife SA, so a huge educational element to this as well. The best thing about this event, Vicky, is it's only R5 per person.
That's true, yeah. It's only R5 per person, capped at R20 per family. So if you have a family of a little bit more than 4 people, then you only pay R20 per family. And then we're just trying to make the event as affordable as possible for everybody.
Now, I understand the proceeds all go towards conservation activities at the reserve. For those who've never been there before, can you describe for us? I mean, it's a birdathon. I assume it is a hive then of different species of birds to be spotted during the morning?
Yeah, it's got great flamingos and pelicans and really amazing birds there. It is actually one of our most important wetlands in South Africa. It's a really large area, and it's actually a Ramsar site, which is a title given to wetlands of international importance. So it's regarded as like the single most significant natural asset in the Cape Flats district, and hardly anybody in Cape Town knows about it. So the event is really focused on bringing awareness to the area and letting people experience it. And the fun walk will be around the birding site, so you'll be able to see amazing birds along the way. The Cape Bird Club will be there with binoculars and information for you about the birds. And yeah, it's really an amazing place.
Sounds like such a fun event. Let's talk about where you need to be when. I know registration opens from 8 o'clock for those fun walks. Where do you need to arrive within the reserve area? Where is registration taking place?
So the registration is taking place on the eastern shore of Zikuflay. So you arrive from the Pelican Park side in Flower Pecker Street. And then you just drive along the road until you reach the festival area. There'll be lots of marshals and flags and things pointing you in the right direction. So the registration for the fun walk starts at 8 a.m. and then the walk starts at 8:30. But you can walk anytime. You can start your walking anytime between 8:30 and 9:30, and then the festival will start at 9:30.
Vicky Johnson, thanks so much for chatting to us, and we hope it is a massively successful event, well supported by people from all over Cape Town. I believe you've got a Facebook page. If anybody needs more information, if you search for False Bay Birdathon on Facebook, that should get you there. Correct?
Yes, that should get you to the event. And then we have a Facebook page with the teeth and also Changing Lives Through Nature.
Vicky Johnson, thanks so much for chatting to us. Staying outdoors, we recommend you head for the waterfront on Sunday evening, because the Schnitt Worldwide Short Film Festival is presenting a special 90-minute long family-friendly screening of a number of really upbeat, feel-good movies. The outdoor screening is happening on the lawns at Battery Park in the waterfront, and you can look forward to a selection of short films by local and international filmmakers, including a couple of world-class animated shorts. Now, some of the highlights on the night will include the South African short film Fall Into the Sky, which is a very moving artistic voyage narrated by several Cape Town poets. You'll also be able to see Scenes from a Dry City, which is an award-winning short documentary about Cape Town's water crisis. Tickets range from 80 to 150 Rand. They are available through web tickets, with packages available for couples and families. For more information about this outdoor event and the rest of the Schnitt Film Festival, please visit the website capetown.shnit.org. Now, as we heard in our food segment last week, an increasing number of people are either turning their back on alcohol altogether or mindfully reducing the amount they drink and looking for alcohol-free alternatives. If you are sober curious or simply want to check out the increasing variety of non-alcoholic drinks available in the local market, the place you want to be this weekend is the Mindful Drinking Festival, which is going to take place under the oaks at Kirstenbosch Stone Cottages. The festival is the first of its kind in Africa and will feature a fabulous variety of new and interesting alcohol-free drinks, as well as some established favourites including beers, wines and botanical spirits. Highlights will include a blind tasting event for the public, emceed by Nick Rabinowitz. There'll be live music featuring Zelani Mahola, Hatchet Man, the Biscuit Mill Jazz Band and several other artists. And of course, free samples from the various suppliers, wide open spaces for the kids to play in, and no hangover on Monday morning. It is happening on Sunday, the 20th of October from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Tickets are available through Quicket, priced at 100 Rand, or you can buy them at the gate for 130. Under 18s, get in for free. There's more information on www.mindfuldrinking.co.za. Next up, it's our best wishes to last week's Secret Something winners who are off to enjoy the CPO Spectacular at the Artscape on Sunday evening. We hope the rest of you will consider joining them for this wonderful event, showcasing the Cape Town Philharmonic Orchestra and a string of local talents, including soprano Linnell Kennard, the Zip Zap Circus and the Township Opera. You can expect to hear everything from the Beatles to Barcelona to Back of the Moon and more. Hosted in collaboration with the Cape Chamber of Commerce and Industry, the show is happening at the Artscape on Sunday, 20 October from 5 to 7 p.m. and will be followed by a networking event. Tickets are priced from 150 to 250 Rand apiece. Booking is via www.capechamber.co.za.